With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Police in Rhode Island have a person of interest in custody after a tragic shooting at Brown University yesterday during final exams in a classroom. Two people dead, nine others wounded. The shooting paralyzed the campus for hours. This past week, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem firmly defended President Trump's hardline policies on illegal immigration, border security, and drug enforcement.
We're removing illegal aliens who came in under the Biden administration. By the end of this year, 2.5 million illegal aliens will have left our country. That includes over 600,000 that were detained and deported, but 1.9 million virtually have left voluntarily.
She made testimony on Capitol Hill. Another U.S. state designates two Muslim advocacy groups as foreign terrorist organizations. Correspondent George Williams says that.
They are the Council on American-Islamic Relations, known by the acronym CARE, and the Muslim Brotherhood, which received the classifications last Monday by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. The order prevents state agencies from granting various benefits and contracts to the two groups and to those who provided them material support. Both organizations are crying foul. CARE has already filed a lawsuit in response. Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed a similar proclamation last month. Neither is designated as a foreign terrorist organization by the federal government, but a bill was introduced last summer that would direct the U.S. Secretary of State to review CARE's past contacts to see if their associations and actions meet that criteria. George Williams, Washington.
Thailand's government reports a rocket attack from Cambodia today killed a 63-year-old villager. This marks the first Thai civilian death from recent border combat between the two nations. This is SRN News. Some legal experts predict the Ten Commandments will be before the Supreme Court again soon. At least a dozen states have considered proposals that would require the posting of the Decalogue in public school classrooms, with Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas mandating their display in 2024 or 2025. Legal challenges have led to all three laws being at least partially blocked while the cases play out. Last week, families in Texas filed a class action lawsuit seeking to take down displays across the state. The national dispute over medication abortion is playing out in Washington, D.C. A group of 51 Republican senators and 22 GOP attorneys general have asked the FDA to reinstate the 2021 in-person restriction and upend the transit of abortion pills. In response, 47 Democratic senators and 20 attorneys general have issued letters supporting the safety of abortion drugs. HHS Secretary Robert Kennedy has ordered an investigation. This is SRN News. Guess how old Dick Van Dyke is?
Actor and comedian Dick Van Dyke is 100 years old.
I have no idea why I'm here, but I can't be more thrilled.
That was Van Dyke when he was honored by the Kennedy Center in 2021. From The Dick Van Dyke Show.
Starring Dick Van Dyke.
To Mary Poppins.
With the jolly all the night with Mary.
To playing a physician sleuth on the TV series Diagnosis Murder. Dick Van Dyke has been entertaining us for a long time.
I've been in the business 75 years. I can't believe it.
That was last year at the Television Academy. So it's 76 years now, Dick. I'm Donna Water.
Today is Sunday, December the 14th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today. Tennis Hall of Famer Stan Smith is 79 years old. Rock musician Cliff Williams of AC/DC is 76. Baseball Hall of Famer Craig Biggio is 60. This is SRN News.